we're so excited to be at your state park, David Crockett State Park. We had no idea the scope of our Tennessee state parks, living in Tennessee for 20 years and had never been here. Rachel, what's wrong with us?
We hear that a lot. We hear how people are like, this is the first time we've ever been here, especially this summer. So we've had a whole lot of people coming in. I'm sure y'all know camper sales have been up crazy amounts with COVID. So we've seen a lot of those first time campers and they're like, we didn't know this was here and we only live an hour away. So, and then they love it. And then they're coming back over and over and over again.
Talked about Crockett's Mill yesterday. Great food. I needed a hamburger. I've been wanting one for so long. Belinda and the girls took real good care of it.
Awesome. Good. I'm glad. So it looked good. It looked good when it came to the table. That's why I'm fixing to go to lunch in a few minutes.
Nice. And I think that's a lot of misconceptions for people who are like, oh, I'm not going to sleep on the ground and make all my food over a fire. You don't have to camp that way.
You don't have to. No, you don't. We call glamping and camping. There's two different types. So, and we can cater to both. So you can come and you can cook over a fire. You can have one meal over the fire. You can go to the restaurant. If you're here on the weekends, you can get it all you care to eat breakfast, family style, brought to your table. So at Crockett's Mill, we're close enough to town to have those amenities also, as well as the Walmart and the Kroger. But then you don't feel like you're that close to town when you're in the park. You actually feel like you're out.
So. What is your favorite part?
I grew up here, so that's a hard one. There are several springs that are on trails that you really have to get out to explore, where they'll come out from under a tree or something like that. So those hidden little secrets that most people don't know about, probably my favorite. I love Crockett Falls, the history there, the stories, and then just the family atmosphere that's there too. So
you did tell me that in the summer, that area around one of the falls,
50 to 100 cars any given day, people down there swimming in the swimming hole. It's a great place for kids to wade. They can swim, but they can wade. And so they sit on the waterfall. My kids know there's a cave. It's not really a cave. It's like a little seat underneath the waterfall. So my son knows how to get under there and like hide. It's a very popular area. But then it's historic too. That's where Crockett's gristmill site. So when he lived here from 1819 to 1821, he had a gristmill, powder mill, and distillery on the banks of Shoal Creek where Crockett Falls is.
I did not know
So they ground corn in a corn mill. Then they would turn that corn mill into whiskey. And then they would make black powder for their guns. So, and then in 1821, he was just in his first term as state representative in Murfreesboro. And he got word from his wife, Elizabeth, that everything had been washed away in a large fresh or flood.
Okay.
And so he was shocked that it was a flood and not blown sky high by the powder mill. He always thought it would be. And at that time, he came back home. He took all everything he owned. He had 6 parcels of land here in Lawrence County, and he sold those to get rid of all of his debt, and he moved west to Gibson County, or what would become to Gibson County.
There you go.
So
near Jackson.
So, Rachel, you are a camper. You have a motorhome, right?
We have a travel trailer.
Three kids.
Yes.
What is your favorite camping memory? Doesn't have to be David Crockett necessarily, but over the years, what was what's the one that is like the warmest glow for you in your memory?
So taking them to Fall Creek Falls the first time. So, and I know y'all have been there.
Yes.
But teaching them how to look over the bluff, like you teach people not to just walk out to the edge, because when they do and they look over, then they're too close and they'll fall. And so teaching a 4-year-old how to crawl across the rock to look on his belly so that he could see that, and then how amazed they were. So just that connection, that moment, that awe-inspiring moment that they had.
On the flip side of that, you have to have, every camper has to have, like, at least one disaster story.
Ooh.
Everybody listen closely. So this doesn't happen to you.
Change the tires when you buy a camper.
Exactly. We've had a blowout on the road as well, and you had that experience.
Right, going to Roan Mountain this summer. We're going up for Junior Ranger Camp, taking the kids. We had 2 vehicles because we had some friends going with us. So I was behind the travel trailer, and in Knoxville, the middle paper mill drive exit, 4 lanes in. Had to get all the way over and hardly any shoulder, and had to change that tire. Luckily, TDOT was right there behind us. So those help trucks are amazing. And got a sign out, helped us jack it up, got the spare on, was able to keep going, and then replace that tire when we got where we were going. But it was scary. That's a scary moment to see.
It's not all fun and games. It's just mostly fun and games.
Right. There is some work involved to it. So you're talking about the awning and getting everything dried out this morning. So after rain and everything, people with pop-ups have to pop up and pop down and go home and dry it out. So there's always that. But you learn the tricks.
It's worth it.
It is. Absolutely.
I mean, when you get to your campsite and you start that setup, and once everything's done, you crack open a cold one or whatever.
Start a fire.
Yes.
That's right. Fire some more. Knowing that you're there, you don't have to go, like, okay, I'm going to go to the park for the day now. I've got to go back to the hotel. we're here. We're here. We're in it.
You can walk to anywhere you want to go within the park. You really don't have to get back behind the wheel of a vehicle. Everything is really self-contained here at David Crockett.
And you can go and explore and be out and
relax and recharge.
Safely.
That's right. Yep.